Anna Dressed in Blood by Kendare Blake. Narrated by August Ross. Chapter 1. The grease-slicked hair is a dead giveaway, no pun intended. So is the loose and faded leather coat, though not as much that as the sideburns, and the way he keeps nodding and flicking his Zippo open and closed in rhythm with his head. He belongs in a chorus line of dancing jets and sharks. Then again, I have an eye for these things. I know what to look for, because I've seen just about every variety of spook inspector you can imagine. The hitchhiker haunts a stretch of winding North Carolina road, bordered by unpainted split-rail fences and a whole lot of nothing. Unsuspecting drivers probably pick him up out of boredom, thinking he's just some college kid who reads too much Kerouac. "My gal, she's waiting for me," he says now in an excited voice, like he's going to see her the minute we crest the next hill. He taps the lighter hard on the dash twice, and I glance over to make sure he hasn't left a ding in the panel. This isn't my car, and I've suffered through 8 weeks of lawn work for Mr. Dean, the retired army colonel who lives down the block, just so I could borrow it. For a 70-year-old man, he's got the straightest back I've ever seen. If I had more time, I could have spent a summer listening to interesting stories about Vietnam. Instead, I cleared shrubs and tilled an 8x10 plot for new rose bushes while he watched me with a surly eye, making sure his baby would be safe with this 17-year-old kid in an old Rolling Stones t-shirt and his mother's gardening gloves. To tell the truth, knowing what I was going to use the car for, I felt a little guilty. It's a dusk blue 1969 Camaro Rally Sport, mint condition. Drives smooth as silk and growls around curves. I can't believe he let me take it, yard work or no, but thank God he did.